Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hamas says the Israeli military has withdrawn from an area of Gaza known as the Netzarim Corridor that bisects the enclave, a move that was expected under the ceasefire agreement between Israel and the Palestinian militant group. An Israeli security source requesting anonymity, as they were not authorized to speak publicly, confirmed the Israeli military was withdrawing its positions in central Gaza. Mohammed is returning to the north of Gaza. We are steadfast and we've been patient under the rockets and strikes. They have deprived us of food and water, but they haven't deprived us of air. They haven't managed to deprive us of air. We remain alive. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered negotiators on Saturday to return to Qatar to discuss the fragile ceasefire and the war with Hamas after the fifth hostage prisoner swap agreed under the truce was completed. Voters began casting ballots in Kosovo election Sunday in a contest that pits combative incumbent Prime Minister Albin Kurti's quest to stamp out Serbian influence against a fractured opposition's vow to boost the economy.
I want to thank all people of Kosovo for their contribution to democracy. And today is the day when they should exercise their rights to make their voice being heard.
Kurti and his party have campaigned on their efforts to dismantle the Romanian Serbian institutions in Kosovo while expanding the government's reach to Serb-majority areas.
Today is the day when they should use this opportunity to decide on the next 4 years.
Animosity between Kosovo and Serbia has persisted since the war between Serbian forces and ethnic Albanian insurgents in the late 1990s. Serbia has steadfastly refused to acknowledge Kosovo's declaration of independence in 2008. This is VOA News. At least 31 suspected Maoist rebels and two police officers have been killed in the deadliest combat so far this year in central India. Police said Sunday that hundreds of police and paramilitary soldiers launched an operation in the forests of the Indravati area of Chhattisgarh state based on intelligence that a large number of rebels had gathered there. Chhattisgarh and its neighboring states in central and eastern India have been affected by a decades-long insurgency by Maoist rebels, although the areas they operate in have reduced significantly over the years. The rebels subscribe to a form of communism propagated by late Chinese leader Mao Zedong and have waged a guerrilla-style offensive against the government, leading to periodic clashes and casualties on both sides. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said an elevated U.S. security partnership with South Korea and Japan poses a grave threat to his country and vowed to further bolster his nuclear weapons program, state media reported Sunday. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Kim has previously made similar warnings, but his latest statement implies again that the North Korean leader will not likely embrace U.S. President Donald Trump's overture to meet him and revive diplomacy anytime soon. In a speech marking the 77th founding anniversary of the Korean People's Army on Saturday, Kim said the U.S.-Japan-South Korea trilateral security partnership, established under a U.S. plan to form a NATO-like regional military bloc, is inviting military imbalance on the Korean Peninsula and raising a grave challenge to the security environment of the state. That's according to the official Korean Central News Agency. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania said on Sunday they had successfully synchronized their electricity systems to the European continental power grid, one day after severing decades-old energy ties to Russia and Belarus. The CEO of grid operator AST, Rolands Erklis, celebrated the decision.
So this is historic moment. All our systems historically was built, connected with Russian and Belarusian systems. And now this is the moment when we can switch off from the parallel network, from Russian network, and be fully independent and join fully with European networks and markets.
Planned for many years, the complex switch away from the grid of their former Soviet imperial overlord is designed to integrate the three Baltic nations most closely with the European Union and to boost the region's energy security. Emergency teams in China's southwestern Sichuan province are battling against time to locate 28 people missing after a rain-triggered landslide that buried their homes. One body has been found. At a news conference, authorities announced that preliminary assessments attributed the disaster to recent heavy rainfall and local geological conditions. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.